Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Get your votes in, Featured Artist Friday. Got a lot to get to, but let's bring Nolan in officially. Nolan McGraw, how are you?
Doing all right. I got to be honest, I'm a little offended, though. You made a comment in the last segment about lima beans.
And peas.
But neither being good?
I like peas.
Okay.
I'll walk that back.
Well,
but like when I was 8, I'd have rather eaten dog poop than either one. And to this day, I still don't like lima beans. My least favorite food's olives, though. Oh, God.
Oh, I
spit
olives.
Them out. Pugh!
Any kind of olive?
Olive oil.
You don't like olive oil?
I was talking about Popeye's all day.
Oh, I like olive oil.
No, but olives.
Black olives?
None. Mm. Nope.
Unless they
tasted like cherries.
I like black olives on my pizza.
No. But which, my point is, when you're a kid, you got a nice, delicious, you know, Salisbury steak, mashed potatoes, corn, and then there's the peas and lima beans. You're like, what the hell am I supposed to do with these?
Yeah,
things?
But that's like a TV dinner.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that, you can't judge. That's like saying I don't like burgers because McDonald's gave me a stomach.
All right, so you got Voorhees and Fa'alele. Which one's the lima bean on this offensive line that is kind of a platter of that?
Apparently the only lima bean supporter in the building, apparently. I was a big lima bean fan as a kid.
Really?
Haven't had them in a while. I might have to get some on the way home. I don't know.
Vinny, you a lima beaner?
No, I like a lot of beans, but I don't like lima beans.
I don't like a lot of beans in my chili. To be
a little succotash. That's good stuff.
I like green stuff. I like edamame.
I don't even know what that is.
Nah. You know, you ever been to a sushi place?
No.
Another thing I don't like.
Oh.
Man, unless it's covered in the wasabi, then I'll have to taste the sushi.
But to your point about the O-lineman, vegetables aside, yeah. I don't know. I mean, because I feel like Fa'alele and Voorhees have both been very disappointing this year. I don't know who's been more disappointing than me. I mean, Vinny's showing me film clips the other day of Fa'alele getting run over. You know, by guys that are, maybe 50 pounds lighter than him.
Extra point, wasn't it?
Right. And it was right from the jump. I mean, as soon as the ball was snapped, his butt was already on the ground. So
timber!
Right. And that hasn't been an isolated play. I think back to the preseason when he whiffed a backup D lineman, just steamrolled him and got to Cooper Rush. And the coaching staff defended him. Oh, he's had a great camp. He's doing fine. One play doesn't define a player. Sure, but I mean, this has been continuous. This has been repeated. But for Voorhees, a little more, I'm starting to think, if he didn't get injured last year, would it have been much longer before he was replaced anyway for performance? Because they needed to bring McCary in because he just wasn't ready to go for week 2 or 3. It was very early in the season. And then by the time he was ready to come back, well, McCary was so solid in his role that, well, we're not going to change anything at this point. But it almost seems to me that had he stayed healthy, it would have been only another couple weeks before they might have put McCary in that spot anyway.
The only thing that I keep pushing for Bullock, and the reason I keep pushing for Bullock is, you know, when I watched him play in the preseason, he come off flat back and he could move his feet and he kept his feet moving. And you don't see that from any of the other guys. That's why I wish he would just show me that he can't do it.
Why the reluctance to pull the trigger now?
I don't know. I have no idea.
And it's not a it's not a foreign concept, at least in Harbaugh's tenure. A very infamous O-line change in 2012 during the Super Bowl year. Drastic changes. I mean, that wasn't just plug and play one guy. They were shuffling all kinds of pieces. Right tackle going to left tackle, but, you know, just everything. So,
I wish they would just shuffle, you know.
Right.
It's one piece. Give them a try. Right. Give them a try.
And getting back to Voorhees real quick, we were talking about with some of these, hey, they got to steal this guy. They got to steal that guy. Didn't they get a steal with him? Yeah, but with Voorhees got hurt. Oh, he would have went in the third or fourth round, and they got him in, what, the seventh?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it was. He was a steal. You knew you were going to redshirt him that first season and watch him take over and be your dude for many years. And as Nolan pointed out, he wasn't playing great before he got hurt last year. McCary came in and stabilized things now in Jacksonville. Maybe the steal is not what we thought it was going to be at all.
And you know, when you look at like Falele, I thought Falele played good the last part of the year last year. I thought he played.
Pro Bowl alternate.
Yeah. Well,
thank you.
I mean,
Lamar.
They ran out of people.
Thank you, Lamar.
But
and Rosengarten was much. Rosengarten right now is kind of a liability too.
Mm-hmm. I think Falele last year he was serviceable. Right, the Pro Bowl stuff, it's kind of in the same category as the Tyler Huntley thing.
2,000-yard rusher, basically.
Yeah, he was far. He wasn't as big of a liability. You could say that he was clearly the worst O-lineman last year, but that's because the O-line was pretty good overall. And, you know, you had Pro Bowl guys in Stanley and Linderbaum. So this year, is it because he doesn't have as much stability next to him that he can't really hide or his issues can't be masked? To me, it just seems like he's regressed. The last year, you're right. He was noticeably better.
Mm-hmm. But Nopum comes in to be that veteran, for all intents and purposes, replacing McCary. Couldn't play all five spots like Patrick could, but Nopum, yikes.
Yeah. Well, Nopum was with the Rams last year, right?
He played more like the Notebook.
Yeah. Their guy's probably salivating if Nopum's playing, you know, because, I mean, just look at it, because the Ravens probably get some pretty good intel from Nopum and Jake Hummel, because both played with the Rams last year.
And still no chance that Emory Jones is anywhere a part of this
full
line?
Full participant in practice yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't see his first live action.
Not this week.
You hadn't been pads on. Yeah,
but will he be a factor? Say November, December.
They'll throw him in there.
Mm-hmm.
Third round pick. I mean, he's going to get an opportunity. I'll bet you that. Why not?
Well, it might be too little too late by that point.
Well, if you put Booker and Emory Jones Jr. maybe at the two guard spots later.
Maybe you're looking at the 2026 Ravens offensive line.
Wouldn't we say that about the Orioles too, didn't we?
Yeah, we were saying that like late August. I mean, they were. Anyway, we'll talk about the Orioles with Mike Bordick at the bottom of the hour. And if you miss the highlights of the Blue Jays finishes off the Yankees, we got that coming your way around 12:45. But coming up next, news from the Nest. Got highlights and video, not videos, but audio coming out of one winning drive. Buy or sell. It's Counts of Money at 12:15. Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer. NFL launch at 1. Then we're going to get into the Rams offensive film. And, you know, this is where things might be a little dicey for the Ravens, whether or not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.